Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host William, aka Poet XO 44, and his co-host Stuart, known across the internet as a casual tagger, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will indulge your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we just, you know, geek out over anything we could that can be considered geeky, whether it's movies, television, video game, comics. You know, we just keep it open to all that can be considered in the geek culture. Today, we're recording on June 1st, a little before 8 Central Standard, and I am William, a.k.a. Poetic Soul 44, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And a special guest, Anthony.
We gotta go back. What's up, guys? Glad to be here.
And we were a little late, but, you know, this episode is going to be about Lost, basically the season finale and, you know, just a review of Lost in general. And, you know, it's good. I decided personally on making it, you know, this week instead of last week because I wanted to give people time, you know, who had to, you know, watch it through Hulu or whatnot.
Me.
Because I know, yeah, me too, you know. But, yeah, so with that said, I guess, you know, we can, I'll go first with our initial impressions of, you know, this finale. For me, you know, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I mean, you know everything couldn't have been answered, but I think they did a good job. I mean, I don't know how I would have made it better, but what did you think, Anthony?
I go into it thinking just along the same lines as you, as I really went into it expecting them not, you know, I knew deep down that they weren't going to be able to answer everything. And when I finally got past that point, I felt that the ending that they gave us was grade A, and I enjoyed every minute of it, actually.
Alrighty. Stuart, you agree with us, or?
Huh. Well, okay, yeah, I did go into it knowing, you know, not going to answer questions and probably going to come up with a couple more. But I think they could have done a better job of, you know, answering, not really answering, but kind of giving a sense of closure. They could have done a better job with the story.
Do you want to elaborate on that? Like, how would you have done it?
Well, the whole point of Desmond, that was, it just seemed like a letdown to me. Like, yeah, it was said in the Remember Win Lost podcast, you know, he just went down there to pull a fucking cork. That was his entire purpose in life, was to pull a cork.
Well, to be honest, he had to move a pretty big rock. But yeah, I understand that. But I mean, he did, you know, he did play a purpose in the, what was it? Is it considered purgatory? Has that been officially announced, or is that just still fan speculation that the Flash sideways was purgatory?
Well, yeah, basically, I mean, that's what, you know, everybody's come to the realization that was something that I don't know if it was necessarily purgatory on their own, but it was something that they created so that they could exist there until they met up with the, you know, their friends, and they could move on.
Yeah, but I mean, Desmond, he kind of played the Jacob role.
Yeah.
But what I was hoping what would happen, you know, as it's getting closer to the finale, that, you know, right when it was actually kind of mentioned in the finale, kind of what I wanted to happen, was that, you know, Desmond was going over to the alternate universe, or the sideways universe, whatever it's. And he was going to, you know, like he said, try to bring the people with him and put them in their places so they can have, you know, the happy lives that were in the sideways universe. I think that kind of would have been better than what we were given.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think I would have been much happier if it wasn't, you know, we're all dead, yay, instead of, you know, if it was just a sideways, you know, different dimension that they all, when they died from the one dimension, they traveled over to the other. Would have been so happier with that.
I like the way they did it, but I felt that they handled it the wrong way, because it kind of, the way they show it to you, they show, when you're getting down to the end of that episode, you see Jack, he's in Purgatory or the Flash Sideways universe, and then he's on the island at the same time. And so it's kind of confusing as to the point to where, is he still alive or is he dead? If they would have shown the point on the island where he falls down into the bamboo cane, the bamboo field again, and he, you know, it shows him drifting off, and then went to that scene to where he was in a church, I think it would have been a little bit easier to digest for the audience.
Yeah, well, they made it clear that, you know, all throughout the season, this sideway universe was already after everyone had died already.
Yeah.
So it was way after, you know, what was currently going on.
Yeah.
What I really did not understand was, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, the sideways universe, they didn't know a thing about the island. And they had to experience either a near-death experience or some type of inconsequential love to remember their experiences on the island. And Son of Jin, that was a perfect example. You know, they saw what's their daughter's name?
I can't think of their
daughter in the sonogram, and boom, they knew exactly, you know, they remember her, they remembered
everything.
Okay, I got, that was okay with me, you know. If they remember, they could speak English. I was fine with that. But it's, you know, like, oh, we remember island. Let's go to this church. See you there. What? I mean, it was just kind of weird to me.
Well, it showed that Desmond was the one going around to the people telling them to go to that church. He didn't go to every, didn't show him go to everybody, but I kind of figure, you know, I kind of thought he went to everybody, him and Hurley.
Well, I don't think they went to Sun and Jin, just, you know, like, oh, we remember, we're off to the church.
Didn't Desmond go to Sun and Jin?
I don't know.
I can't remember exactly, but it seems like you may have gone to them when Son was in the hospital.
Yeah, I just may be forgetting. I don't know. But it was still weird to me.
Yeah, I did, you know, speaking of the church and all that, I love the part where I thought that was just a great, they had all the original people there, you know.
No, they didn't.
Well, not all the original people. They couldn't, like if you think about it, Echo, they couldn't have Echo because they were going to heaven, you know, supposedly heaven, and Echo,
yeah.
He did too much. He had done too much bad stuff.
Yeah, you had Echo, Michael, and Walt. Walt is the
probably
biggest
still alive.
Is the biggest drop ball of the entire series. I mean,
well, he probably hadn't died yet. That's the,
yeah,
what I'm thinking.
True, but, you know, you've also got that same thing where they talked about how special he was and how big of a part he played, and they never explained that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got Echo and Michael who are trapped on the island, and who were the other ones that didn't show up? Of course, Nikki and Paolo, you know, they're not going to show up, or the fans would have revolted and burned down L.A.
No, going back, remember when Paris said it best. If they were there, that just would have been, you know, the big middle finger to them, to the audience.
You know, yeah, I kind of wish they would have, though, but go ahead, Will.
Oh, I was just going to say, I loved how they had Ben, you know, just sitting outside the church, because, you know, how he wasn't ready to go. He still had some stuff to work out, but they still showed, you know, that he wasn't bad overall, you know. Ben was just always led around, you know, he wasn't an evil person, you know, like Echo was in the past, you know, before or whatnot. He was just the middleman most of the time and just did bad stuff because of it. Oh, yeah.
That, I was kind of middle of the road on his character up until then, but after he killed Locke, I could have cared less if I killed his character off then.
But see, then I liked when Locke, you know, forgave him. I thought that was, I don't know, that whole church scene was just really emotional.
Yeah.
Whether you liked it or not, it was still emotional.
Yeah. Let's see, well, there are actually a bunch of emotional parts in the finale, like Son and Jin. That was really emotional.
Sawyer and Juliet,
yeah.
Oh, that was probably one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, mine too.
Because those two, just I agreed 100% when those two got together.
And what she was saying, you know, kind of went back to what she was saying in the whole episode one of this season. You know, it worked. You know, let's go Dutch. Yeah.
I really liked that. I thought that tied in nicely. But, you know, I was listening to some other podcasts about Lost, and it kind of was funny because it's been all, you know, sci-fi all up until recently, which, you know, it's been spiritual. What did y'all think about that? How it ended in a spiritual way when it's been basically like sci-fi the entire time? No thoughts?
Okay. I started watching Lost maybe midway season 4 or season 5. I can't remember. I powered through 1, 2, 3, and 4 in like 3 days. And, you know, because I knew absolutely nothing about Lost. And I heard people talking about it. I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. So I watched season 1. And I looked at it. Season 1 was character-driven. And then it started getting sci-fi with the Hatch, with the smoke monster, with the others, with Dharma, time travel. It just got more sci-fi. Then it ended kind of back where it started as a character piece.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it that way, but I still would have liked more sci-fi answers. And we lost Will. Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's still there.
I don't know what happened. Oh, it's recording again, so, okay.
I didn't stop.
Okay, that's good then. I don't know, it just dropped me and then I was able to click join call. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just kind of liked where it ended. Like, back kind of where it started as a character piece.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I powered through, you know, all 5 seasons probably 4 or 5 months ago, you know, just right before. You know, I was just sick and tired of hearing everybody talk about Lost and not knowing anything about it. I mean, it was all over Tag and other places. So, yeah. You know, Lost is really not one of my favorite shows, but it's a good show, and I've looked forward to watching it. It was interesting, but I think it ended, you know, I think it ended well, and I just love seeing some of my favorite characters come back, you know. I love seeing, you know, Sawyer and Juliet get together. I love seeing, you know, Charlie with Claire.
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
Charlie was one of my favorites. Oh, I was pissed when they killed him. I was pissed, but that was his moment of redemption, I guess, you know.
When I first saw Charlie in Lost, I was like, oh my god, the Hobbit grew. Oh, good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't see how. I hear all these people talk about the ending. You know, it didn't answer a lot. I mean, I'm okay with that. Really and truly, I know Walt was supposed to be this big special thing, but honestly, I never liked Walt. I liked Vincent better than Walt, personally. Wasn't that the dog's name?
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't see Vincent either. I mean,
you do.
Oh, you did in the church?
No. Well, I mean, in the finale, you don't see him. I can't remember if you see him in the church, but I know you do. He lays down right beside Jack, and you have to assume that he's dying when he lays down.
Oh yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
None of the other portions, you know, seeing Sawyer with Jack or seeing Sawyer with Kate or whatever her name was, Juliet. Got to me, but the dog portion, yeah, I'm a dog lover, so yeah, that got to me a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm with you there. I'm a big dog lover, but I mean, we know they couldn't have done any Walt thing because he just grew too much.
Yeah.
I mean, when they showed him again, you know, good lord.
He was in a commercial. I can't remember. It's like for Tyson's Chicken, I think. And it was some little commercial they were doing. And yeah, you couldn't, unless you had seen pictures of him before, you wouldn't.
That was him? Damn, yeah. I remember that commercial.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't, you know, because the rumors were they were recording scenes of him, you know, from season 1, or, you know, to use for the last season. I'm kind of surprised they never did that, since that was the big rumor and all, but, yeah. Well, you know, we've kind of, most of this, we've praised on Lost. What were the things you just couldn't stand about it?
I don't know for me. I'll have to think for a second. Y'all go ahead.
That fight scene between Jack and the Man in Black, that was kind of silly.
Yeah, really. I'm thinking the whole time, why don't you turn into smoke, you know?
Okay, at that time, he was supposedly, you know, when Desmond pulled the cork, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Jack kind of pushed him and he bled, so he was what I thought was, you know, human at that time.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to change form or anything like that.
Yeah. One thing I didn't like, well, I liked about it, but it just made me upset because when they're staying out the church and you know, Ben and Hurley are talking and you know, you were a good number two, Ben. You were the best number one. That was good, but, you know, it makes you want, like, some kind of spin-off series. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. You want to see what, you know, what it was like, you know, there.
Because Hurley was one of the best characters.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, Hurley was a representation of the fans.
Everybody loves Hurley.
Exactly.
I don't remember, did you hear that when the DVD comes out, there's going to be like a 20 or 30 minute extra add-on to it that shows Hurley and Ben on the island?
Really?
Really? Like what, yeah. Is it going to be like a montage or?
I don't remember where I heard it, but it said it was like it was going to show them running the island, and I don't know what that entails. But it'd be interesting to see.
That would. And the Blu-ray is going to, for all of them, is going to be like $270. Good Lord, that's a lot. I know I'm not going to be getting that.
I've already got all the other seasons on DVD. I'll just buy this season and be done with it.
Yeah, see, I don't need to buy them. They're on Netflix Instant Watch, so I can, you know, as long as they're on there.
I've already got them, so why not complete the collection?
Oh, that's true. That's definitely true. But what else did I like about, well, I didn't like the fact that they didn't really talk, they showed the temple, you know, but they didn't really get too much into all that stuff.
Yeah, the Egyptian hieroglyphics and how that tied all in. Nope, nothing.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, they did that towards the end too. They brought all that stuff towards the end, so.
Yeah, and this is not directly on the finale, but the episode right before, you know, they give you Jacob's foster mother, and, you know, they don't really explain anything, and, you know, she's not the only one on the island. You have these other people. I just think it was kind of weak sauce to introduce her the second to the last episode of the entire series and not explain it at all.
Oh, I definitely would agree.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, they added a lot of stuff towards the end that really made you want more questions, you know, answered. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I think they could have went the last season a different route, you know.
Yeah.
They could have skipped that whole temple bit, in my opinion. That didn't really add much. A bunch of people got killed, you know. Saeed came back to life, you know. That's it. But what else? I don't know. It's been a good show. Like I said, it hasn't been one of my favorites personally, but it's been entertaining. And you know what? I wouldn't mind if they released, you know, some like a comic book of or something of it. You know, we were talking about Hurley and Ben. That'd be a pretty cool comic book spinoff. I mean, a lot of shows are coming out with, you know, comic book spinoffs. I definitely probably would read something like that, and it'd be a good way for them to answer a lot more questions.
I'm sure either something fan-made that's, you know, going to give, you know, the go-ahead from the producers or the creators of Lost, something's going to come out sometime in the future. Don't know when, but something will.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised with all the fan, you know, fan crave. I'm surprised they haven't made a movie about Lost yet. Honestly, all throughout the last, you know, how many years? Even though I didn't watch Lost, I just kept on waiting for, you know, Lost the movie or Lost the animated series. So many people love this show. I'm surprised they didn't do, you know, they didn't do a better job with ending it. But, you know, it's mixed feelings for everybody, it seems like. So some people hate it, some people love it, some people are, you know, contempt with it, like us, I guess. I think they could have done it better, but I don't know how I would have made it better.
It's to the point to where I get tired of people bringing it up again and again and again. It's like, you know, it's over with. The series is over for good. You can stop running it into the dirt. They ended it the best they could. Just let it go.
Yeah. I mean, with that said, most of my complaints are, you know, from some of the other seasons, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this season was, you know, far better than, like, season two.
Well, some of the worst television ever invented, ever produced was better than season two.
Definitely. I mean, I've just, you know, people, I just didn't know it was just me. I thought, you know, I thought it was just me because I haven't heard anything bad about Lost, you know, before I started watching it. And then all of a sudden, season two is the worst. But I don't know. I'm just... like I said, one of my biggest complaints was when they killed Charlie off. He was death by far my favorite character. What was some of y'all's favorite?
Favorite character?
Yeah, like overall, I guess.
And from the minute I started watching the show, it was Locke. Locke and Saeed were my two favorites.
Really? You like Saeed? Huh.
I did. Locke, Saeed, and Desmond.
Oh, I think everybody loved Desmond.
Yeah.
Brother.
What did you think about the whole Saeed love thing, you know, the whole
with him and Shannon or with him and Nadia?
Him and Shannon.
I liked it at the beginning because, you know, you got the sense that in the first season, you got the sense that they were going to be here for a long time. And he was all alone and he needed someone to, because, you know, you had seen the picture of Nadia up to that point, but you didn't really know who she was. And so you get the vision that maybe she's died, and, you know, he's alone. So I was happy for him to find somebody to be with, but Shannon really got on my nerves. I really did not like her character.
Oh, do you want to elaborate with that?
I don't know, just the whole, I go, where I attend college, it's the whole rich girl, sorority girl stereotype, and it's just like every girl I ever come in contact with in class, and it just, ugh, that whole, I'm entitled, you know, I have more money to my name than you, just irks me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I did not like that whole love scene thing, especially since they made it a huge point of him and Nadia, you know, him loving Nadia so much.
Then season finale, boom, there's Shannon.
Oh yeah, he's with Shannon, not Nadia.
Out.
Yeah,
that was one of my big problems, you know.
Yeah, and that brings another point, because I mean, you saw, is it in the flash sideways, you know, you saw that she was married to his brother, you know, it begs the question, is she, you know, is it what happened, because you remember in real life she was run over by one of Widmore's men, so
yeah.
I guess maybe they had to put him with the next best thing, so Shannon was the only one they had.
Yeah, that's true. What else? Stuart, you want to go with your least favorite characters?
Oh, least favorite.
Or favorite. I forgot favorite, yeah.
Huh. Well, looking at, like, the core main cast, you know, the candidates, you know, basically the people who are still on the island at the end of the season finale, I liked them all.
Really? Even
yeah.
Kate?
Even Kate, I was not really feeling the Kate hate that everybody else was.
Really? That's interesting. What did you think of Kate, Tin Pan? I think I've heard your opinion before, but...
Yeah, I think I have too.
Yeah, like I've said on Twitter before.
Oh, go ahead, dude. It's explicit. It's, you know, you can go all out on here.
In my perfect world, Kate Austin is always wearing that tight gray short sleeve shirt. I liked her character. She's fine. Lord, is she fine. But her personality as a whole, I got tired of her fairly quickly.
She could have been a mute and everything would have been awesome.
Yes.
Oh, you just reminded me. What did you guys think when Sun got a concussion?
Oh, and she could understand English, but she couldn't speak it?
Right.
I don't know.
I was like, really? Are they going there? But I kind of just, because it was so close to the end of the season, I just kind of pushed it away and didn't think about it again. Yeah, I think that was a little messed up.
Well, what seemed to me is, you know, that, you know, in the last two seasons, she's done shit. Jack shit. And then, like, they wanted, like, to, you know, keep her, you know, into the story and make her important and kind of bring it up to where she meets Sun and then Jin, and they both die. Like, because, like, they wanted to bring her back up. But doing it that way, I think it was just stupid.
Yeah, and what a way to go. I mean, seriously? What, a shelf fell on you?
Yeah.
And, like, they had, what, three, four guys, and they couldn't get that offer? I'm surprised. How heavy was that?
Well, but, I mean, yeah, that's what a way to go.
And I know it's all lovey-dovey and stuff, but really? Jin's just going to drown there with her?
Well,
you got a kid to take care of, dude. Come on now.
But he hadn't seen her in 3 years.
No, he'd never seen the kid, period.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I'm talking about Son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hadn't seen Son in 3 years, and they just got back together. And he was not going to leave her side.
Oh, yeah. Ken Pant, yeah. You and your length. I'll definitely add this to the show notes. Tin Pan's link, and then I'll add it. But yeah, I mean, you know, we were talking, you know, her personality. I couldn't stand her. That was one of the, I mean, like you said, you know, she looked good and all, but, you know, every time she talked, oh.
Wait, hold on. She talked?
and just the whole rigmarole that they took us through between Bell Triangle, between her, Jack, and Sawyer, it was clearly, I mean, very obvious from the get-go that she, you know, despite how the show ended, she should have been with Sawyer, in my opinion. I know him and Juliet made a better couple, but, you know, I really don't think she should have been with Jack at all. And I got tired of the whole, oh my God, will she go or will she stay? You know, who does she love? You know, drove me nuts.
Yeah, that's why I loved when they came back to the island and she was all like, you know, she was all, you know, going up to Sawyer and he was like, I'm with Juliet, basically. Yeah. I was like, ha. That was probably one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, that
self-realization that she can't be stringing those two along.
Yeah, that love triangle lasted way, way too long.
That it did.
From season one until season five, basically.
Oh,
until the end of season five.
Oh, I think it was the last episode when Sawyer was like, I'm not going to tell you you can't come because I know you're going to follow or something like that. That just summed her up. She would always go where she wasn't wanted or, you know, always making a mess of things. But,
she did end up killing Locke, though, or Man in Black.
Yeah. Any other characters y'all want to talk about in detail? Well, let's go on Desmond, you know, I guess, since we, you know, he's first popped in my mind since everyone agreed we like him. I just don't like the way they didn't explain a lot with him. That's what my biggest complaint, but as the character, you know, he was just awesome. I mean, more Desmond, you know?
His and Penny's episode, The Constant, still remains the best episode of Lost that ever aired on television.
I was just about to say that.
I was just about to say that was
my favorite episode.
I mean, that was their high point of, you know, the show, definitely.
I'm a man's man. I'll get out and do, you know, drink beer and all this stuff, but that turns me into a little girl every time.
Definitely, but I just thought it was just amusing, the whole, you know, complexity of the show about, you know, him and Penny and her father was Whitmore, and Whitmore, you know, was on the island, and everything seemed to revolve around Desmond, if you really think about it.
True.
But, I mean, what are other characters y'all want to discuss, you know? You know, oh, God. Tin Pan.
Oh, what's this one?
Wow. But
nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That is nice. But back on topic.
Faraday.
Oh, Faraday, yes.
Yes.
Faraday was good, too. You want to talk about him?
Yeah, I think they ended his character way too soon.
They did, yeah.
To introduce him just like that and then just have his mom, of all people, kill him, you know.
Well, I mean, it came as like, what the fuck just happened moment. Like,
yeah.
Did that really just happen?
Yeah, I was shocked about that part. But
yeah.
Faraday, oh, he was a big part of that, you know, him and Desmond, when they, you know, I love the part, you know, when basically he would go back in time to, you know, and talk to Desmond and Desmond would talk to Faraday trying to, you know, give him the numbers and all this. And that, I thought that was just genius, that whole, you know, scene.
True.
God, there's so much Lost. I just don't know where to go from here.
Okay. I have a list.
Ah, go ahead then. Let's hear it.
Okay. Question one. Why wasn't Christian Shepherd's body in the coffin after the crash?
I don't know.
Well, I would say that after Smokey took it over, that it, you know, it got rid of the body. But then again, you know, Locke was still there even after he'd already taken his shape. So.
Yeah, I was about to say yes. Smokey probably, you know, yeah. I don't know. That is a good one. That goes way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, even though you don't really know, you have to expect that the smoke monster did something with him, because I mean, he admitted to Jack that was him masquerading as his father in the very first, you know, the first two or three episodes.
Well, I guess, you know, there we go. He took over the body when it fell, just like he did with Locke when, you know.
Where's the body?
Yeah, maybe in this one he actually took the body instead of just taking the form of the body. Because,
okay.
Yeah, because that would make sense, because, I mean, you constantly see him again and again and again, and, you know, what am I trying to say? Like, he keeps reappearing, so it would be my...
Wasn't he in the cabin, too?
Yeah, he was in the cabin. He appeared to Locke when he went down to turn the wheel to move the island. Yeah, I think he actually didn't just take the shape, but he took the actual body.
Okay, you brought up the Jacob's cabin. That's another thing. What was up with that? What I kind of think it is now, looking back, that maybe it originally was a prison for Smokey.
My dog. Huh.
And, like, somehow it got broken. The line, the circle got broken, and he got out. And we just never saw it get broken.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because that would make sense, because it had the whole line of ashes around the outside, which they tell you that it's to keep him from getting in to get to Jacob, but we know that Jacob was in the base of the statue, so...
Uh-huh. And who was it that told Locke, "Help me"?
I'm thinking that was the Man in Black, yeah.
Wow, oh, well, I never would have thought about
that. I'm going to have to go back and... I'm going to go back and rewatch that now.
Definitely. Well, any more on your list?
Yeah, that was only number 10. Okay, number 9, animals. Okay, you got the Medusa spiders, the polar bear, Kate's horse. Like, what? Just what
I forgot
was...
about the polar bears. Damn, that was far back. Yeah, what is up with that?
See, the spiders, yeah, they're probably just there naturally. The horse, that was another manifestation of the Men in Black, in my opinion. And the polar bears, probably after the Dharma Initiative was destroyed, you know, they just, through wear and tear, were eventually released into the wild.
Yeah, that does, that makes perfect sense. Well, so far we're answering a lot of questions Stuart has.
Well, actually, this isn't even my list.
Oh, really?
This is just... you know, top 10 questions Lost didn't answer.
Ah, okay.
Okay. What was kind of understood with Locke's, the Man in Black's power to take on forms was that he had to have their body. That's why, you know, Chris Shepherd and Locke, and even some of the people who died on the island. But what about the people who didn't die on the island? Like Richard Appert's wife, Ben Linus's mom. Echo's brother did die on the island.
Yeah, he did.
Huh. I'm trying to think back to that now. Dang, you're making me gonna have to rewatch them again.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't remember that Ben's mom actually appeared to him on the island.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Well, next question.
Yeah, next question.
Okay, the next question is why did the others want Walt so bad?
But they never freaking explain that.
I don't know. I guess, yeah. I can't even begin to think of why. I guess that's just going to be one of the questions that's never going to be answered. Unless they make some sort of, you know, comic or, you know, graphic novel or something.
Yeah.
Okay, he had a similar gift to Hurley and Miles. Was Walt a candidate? Where's his power is a gift from Jacob? Because, like, when
was his
Walt...
name on the light tower thing?
Miles
or,
wasn't.
Or in the cave? Was his name in the cave?
Hurley's was, but Miles wasn't.
No, I'm talking about Walt.
Walt, oh. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Well, there were a lot of names on that wall.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Speaking of that, I did like the fact that when Jacob was talking about it, and Kate was like, "Well, why was my name crossed out?" And he was like, "Well, you were raising a kid, and you had a life." And
yeah, I did kind of like that. You know, he just didn't, you know, just kind of brush it off for no reason, and it was a legitimate reason.
Yeah, he was just seriously just picking the people who didn't have anything. You know.
Yeah.
Then again, Hurley had how many millions of dollars waiting for him?
Well, that was in the Sideways universe. In the actual universe, that was bad luck, not good luck.
He still had the money, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
I remember his mom was kind of rich.
I think he still had the money. Tin Pan, do you remember?
In the actual
universe. He still had his money.
His mom and dad got back together, and his parents had the money while he was on the island.
Yeah, so they showed him come back to the mansion where his parents. Yeah,
that's right, because he did win the lottery and he did buy the chicken place, but it was hit by a meteor.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Okay,
which you know, just hilarious. I'm surprised you could forget about that, but next question, I guess.
Okay. In the actual universe, why was Libby in the mental institution?
That wasn't the actual universe. That was the Flash Sideways.
No, because remember, that's how... she actually was in the mental institution with her early.
They
showed a flashback of it, and they showed her in the flashback.
Yeah.
Like across,
and they don't really talk or meet, do they?
She was kind of like staring at him, like she had already a fascination with him.
Yeah, and they made it a point where that was something they were gonna probably. They made it a point where that was important in the story, you know, or at least they focused on it enough. You see, we're just gonna have to rewatch them, Tin Pan.
I am after that. After that cabin comment, yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to go back and look into that one.
Okay, number five. The whole thing with Aaron, with Claire having, you know, not giving Aaron up for adoption. That psychic telling Claire she has to raise Aaron, but then. Then, like, the psychic just going, oh, here, I found a couple for you. Just giving her tickets to go after he specifically said, do not give her up for adoption.
Oh, well, I think that comes across as just a point of a charlatan, more or less, because, you know, he's trying to act like he knows what he's talking about. And then, you know, when he sees that she's not buying it, it's like, well, fine, here's a couple. Go, you know, go give your baby away.
Yeah, I think he was just, like... You know, I know what's going to happen. I'm trying to help you out. So, you know, if you don't want my advice, then screw it, you know?
I remember, you know, just bringing Aaron up now. I remember back then thinking, you know, Walt and Aaron, they're going to be special. And they're going to end up coming back to the island when they're older.
Well, maybe.
And having, you know, maybe that's why Walt wasn't there in the Flash Sideways, because he took over Hurley's position as a protector. There you go. Solved it.
That's an interesting theory. Definitely. Stuart's like, that's no theory. That's canon, bitch.
Who's going to say no?
I'm sure the creators won't, you know, email you saying, no, that's not true.
Yep, because they are avid listeners.
Oh, yes. But wow. And that is interesting. I always thought that too. I always thought, you know, Walt and especially Aaron, you know, since Aaron was like one of the few children to actually, you know, survive being born on the island.
That's question two. Why couldn't women have babies on the island? Was the sickness real?
Well, see, I'm not exactly sure how, but there was all that radiation, wasn't there, from...
Yeah, because maybe that's it. I mean, you've got the radiation from where the nuclear blast happened, so they couldn't have. But maybe by the time that it had dissipated enough that it allowed her to have a child. I don't know.
Yeah, cause she was like what, 8 months pregnant? So
yeah, yeah.
Like she was about to pop. I mean, when they got crashed. I just want to know how they all like land freaking safely when they crashed. Like,
yeah. Well, was Sun pregnant before?
No, she got pregnant on the island.
Well, there you go.
But they got off.
You just threw your explanation out the window.
But they got off before she had birth, right?
Yeah, she gave birth off the island.
And I can't remember or not, but wasn't there complications with the birth? Ooh. I want to say yes, but I could be wrong. Ah, oh, that's an episode I have to go back to.
And of course, Alex was born before.
Oh, Alex, another character they should not have killed off.
Well, and on the she was there in the Flash, you know, she was Ben's student.
Yeah, I was glad they brought her back for that.
Yeah, but and you know, there's no way she played a 16-year-old. She, you know, I was not passing her being a 16-year-old.
Okay, okay. what I'm reading here does not make sense. It says Alex was born on the island sometime before the Purge, but the Purge was in 1970, wasn't it?
That's weird. Huh. I don't know. That I can't. I don't know. To be honest, I don't have any idea about that.
Either.
Okay, and the only question on this list that we have not come across was the Ajira flight. Why did, you know, Jack, Kate, Hurley, and Ben go back? Or no, Ben didn't go back, but Sun did not. Why did some people go back and others didn't? Like, why? What made those three so special?
Because the island wanted them to go back.
I don't know. That's interesting. Huh.
That's another one of those you probably aren't ever going to have answers.
Yeah, sadly.
And but here's another one. Alpert said that he saw he saw them die.
Wait, come again?
In the incident. In that episode.
I remember what you're talking about, but they go through and they change it though. They don't allow the future that he witnessed to happen, right?
Well, no, because the incident, you know, what happened with the Dharma and the Hatch, that was the bomb. That was Jughead. That already happened. But Richard said that he saw them die.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I do. I remember the episode.
Oh, well, there, add that to the list. For me. Wow. Yeah, those are some pretty good questions to ask. Some of them were, you know, we were able to at least make sense for us, you know. But some of those are going to kind of bug me for at least a couple days. But, wow. Yeah, this show is always, I've just thought of this as a giant puzzle. The show, Lost, just reminded me of a giant jigsaw puzzle that was just being put together, you know, with every episode. And then they, you know.
Pieces are missing.
Kick half of it away one episode.
the dog ate half the puzzle. Shit.
Or you'd have to start on a whole new puzzle that had more pieces.
Oh, Will, were you talking about the chick that played Alex? She was actually, she was born in 1988. So she was, she's kind of close to around the age, actually. I'm surprised. She looks a lot older than she was.
Yeah, she does.
She's a year younger than me.
Year older than me.
I'm 2 years older than she is. Oh, yeah, sorry about that derail there, guys.
Oh, that's fine. But did y'all look at the link I sent about the oceanic
that's
airline
funny.
In other movies and stuff? And they all end up crashing. I just thought that was hilarious when I ran into that. But that'll be in the link, of course, in the show notes. But what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say something, but oh, I don't know. It must not have been important. I can't remember. Oh, I keep going back to that one link Tim Pan sent.
Yeah,
I have all these up just to keep the links for the show notes. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, you're having the same problem I did when we were talking about the comics. I'm completely blanking on the name of the indie comics.
Oh, the Grim Fairy Tales?
Yeah, the Grim Fairy Tales. Yeah, I was having that problem the entire episode.
Wow. Yeah, but, God, there's so much Lost week I could talk about.
Yep.
Some's just, you know, some's just stupid stuff, you know, I think about, you know. But, well, I guess, you know, I'll mention something. I really enjoyed I enjoyed the whole Juliet character. I loved how she changed, you know, because you really didn't like her at first. So I didn't like her at first. But then you found out she wasn't there by choice, you know. The whole her being tricked and stuff. I thought those were some pretty good episodes. Showing that, you know, she was a victim. She didn't go on that island by choice. She wasn't really part of the others. I think that was a nice, you know, direction they went with Juliet. And then again with Sawyer. I just love that. Because those two just, you know, went well together, and it stopped that whole damn love triangle with Kate and Jack and Sawyer.
You know, you would have thought But no, again, no, it just added a third one. No, a second love triangle.
Yeah, but it you know, in the end, they were still together.
Actually, no, it wasn't even a love triangle. It was a square. It was a full-on square. Because Jack and Juliet had something going, too, you know, at the beginning.
Well, if you think about it that way, it was kind of like it was like some sort of weird star type thing, you know, different crossovers and stuff. But yeah, that they could have done less of that, you know. Maybe the first two seasons, you know, the whole love triangle thing, but throughout the whole series, that just got tiring personally, and y'all kind of agreed. So I'm not alone. There's probably others. But then again, you know, I guess that catered to the female audience.
Yeah. Which is kind of ticks me off because, you know, ABC already had Grey's Anatomy. Leave that mushy shit over there and give me my sci-fi.
Definitely. But, I know what I want to talk about. Have y'all played the video game, the Lost video game?
I've been wanting to. I can't get myself to actually get it.
Tin Pan, have you?
I have not. I hear it's incredible.
I heard it wasn't bad, and it supposedly goes with season three, I think. I one of those two, season two or season three. But it's cheap enough. I really have no excuse not to. Between, you know, it being more Lost, it being cheap enough, and gamer score, you know, I really should pick that up.
Okay. I got one. Okay, I kind of explained the way I wanted them to end it. How did you guys want them to end it? Kind of getting down to it.
Well, I guess, you know, I said it too, you know. If it wasn't they all died, if it was just, you know, the Juliet's bomb, you know, igniting the bomb actually did create an alternate universe, and they just, you know, whenever they died or whatever, they slipped into the alternate universe or whatever. Like, it seemed like it was, you know, it seemed up until the end that's what was going on.
Okay, so you were kind of with me.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, Tin Pan?
Honestly, if they were going to go with the whole, they're already dead.
I mean, not even, you know, with they're already dead, just how did you want it to end?
I think, honestly, I really couldn't have seen it ending any other way. I enjoyed, like, the way it ended was kind of how I wanted it to, because I think the biggest thing for me was that I was sad that the show was never going to come back on again. How they ended really didn't bother me all that much.
I know how Tin Pan would want it to end. He'd want it to end with Cade and Alex mud wrestling.
Yes, follow that one. Yeah, follow that one away, definitely.
Yeah, so you throw Juliet in there too. I'm sure Paris will be on with you.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't really get in. As far as attractive, she was attractive, but she really wasn't the best.
Which one?
Juliet.
Juliet, yeah. She had a nice rack.
I kind of always liked Claire, you know?
Yeah, it's hard not to like an Australian accent.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But definitely gotta get on that video game. So I think it's like $10 at GameStop or something like that, but... What's another? Do y'all have any other Lost to talk about?
That's it.
I guess that. Stuart, you got anything else?
I want to talk more about it, but I. We kind of hit it kind of quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Did you guys watch the Jimmy Kimmel?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Well, they were advertising it as, you know, Ride for Lost, you know, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Three alternate endings. Did you watch it? That Tin Pan?
I had gone to watch it at my buddy's house in another town, and I was on my way home when it was airing.
Oh, I'll definitely. How was it? Was it, you know?
Don't watch it actually expecting it to be an alternate ending.
Oh, of course. It's a spoof, right?
All three of them are spoofs.
Yeah. But, I mean, what, you're suggesting we look it up on YouTube, or...?
I don't really want to ruin it, but they're just, like, really? Okay, that's enough.
Oh, so it's that bad. They're going the bad route.
No, like, it wasn't really... just like really, ABC, you went with that, and you were advertising that as a legitimate thing.
Yeah, so did it have the actual actors?
Oh yeah, they had them all.
Really?
Okay. Okay, I'll ruin one of them. One of them was a Survivor ending, where, you know, they're all kind of sitting there, and Saeed is explaining, you know, like, you know, the bomb blowing up on the submarine, and then the host of Survivor walks out and puts out Saeed's torch. Said, you've been voted off.
Oh my god.
And Saeed's like, what? Really? I've been sent off the island by, I forget, I don't know what the guy's name is. The host.
Jeff Probst.
Yeah. I've been sent off the island by Jeff Eppen Probst. And Michael's sitting right behind him like, yeah, man. Saeed turns to Michael and goes, and where have you been?
Oh, that's funny. But I'll track those down and have them in the show notes for sure. But, you know, I guess, you know, it's ending. You know, they don't care. They don't care about making fun of it. It's not like they'll lose viewers on Lost.
the creators were even in it.
Really?
Like, I've seen a couple of their vidcasts. You know, so, like, it really was them. Like, they were in there making fun of Lost themselves.
Well, I think maybe that was just the, you know, let's laugh it off instead of crying, you know. You're either going to laugh or cry about it.
By having a gay love scene?
Okay, now I definitely got to look the... Wait, I don't know if I want to now. Wait, how gay are we talking? Like guy gay or, like, you know...
No, yeah.
Juliet and Kate.
No. As in the creators.
Oh, well, of course, you know, they're not going to give you what you would expect it to be. Kate and Juliet, they're going to give you...
There is a really funny ending with Kate, though.
But that would be the day the internet, you know, just paused. Kate and Juliet. But, yeah, I guess that's about it, I guess. Unless y'all have anything else y'all thought of in the last, I don't know how many minutes, but... I guess we can go with shout-outs, you know. Oh, well, actually, first, before that, I forgot, we got to mention, you know, we're part of the Open Forum Radio Network, where there are, you know, tons of other great shows. There's Open Forum Radio, which is the main show over there. Tin Pan, you know, he's one of the hosts there regularly. There's the OFR Sportscast. I like I say all the time, I thought the regular OFR was the Sportscast, but...
Yep.
And then you got the Vic Joe's, you know, his own creation, the 40cast, which that, you know, that's a... I enjoy that show. That's just a very unique idea. There's not many other podcasts like that. Well, at least I haven't come across.
Actually, there are quite a few. They're called bar casts or beer casts. Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
We're the first to put the 40 in it.
Yeah. But then there's the, you know, our podcast, of course, but you're already listening to that. The Zabari Section Z cast and
Blues.
What's
the new
show?
Prove Your Point.
Yes.
Prove Your Point, which, surprise, surprise, the first episode was sports.
Well, yeah, true. It won't all be that, but that's just some topics that we've been arguing over for a while now, and he wanted to get that out of the way on the first episode.
Yeah, he wanted me on the first episode, but I was out of state, and if I was on there, no sports. I'd be dead silent.
He wanted you and me, like, or sports. No. Well, I'll watch sports. I don't mind watching them, but I don't follow, you know, it as closely as y'all do. I mean, your podcast is where I get all my sports news from, basically. I mean, I don't mind hearing about it, but
about guys, we have no idea who they are.
Well, I know. I do. I know who most of them are, but
I sure don't.
Like I said, I watch the sports. So I think that's we're different. I watch them, but
I'll catch a hockey game eventually. Like right now, the Stanley Cup. Like I'll catch a game or now and then. You know, the World Cup's coming up. I'm gonna watch that.
Only time I'll ever watch soccer.
Hoping Zidane doesn't headbutt. I was watching that live too when that happened. My dad and I just turned to each other and just like, did he really just headbutt that guy?
But yeah, is that all the podcasts over there? Because there's so many in the OFR network. It's
We're expanding fairly quickly.
Yeah,
you got us, you got the Sportscast, you've got Zabari Section Z, Vic 40 Cast, and Blues Prove Your Point, and you guys. So nope, that's it.
Alrighty, good. You know, I saw, you know, Crash 616 from the Gamer's Garage talking to Vic on Twitter, saying, you know, dang, y'all are really, you know, expanding, getting, you know, and Vic was like, yeah, we got a variety of shows. Yep. Basically, there's, you know, the odds are there's going to be something you like over here.
Yeah,
definitely wanted a little bit for everybody.
Exactly.
You don't like listening to me ramble on about Peyton Manning for 20 minutes, you can flip over to you guys and listen, you know, about comics, which I know nothing about, so.
Or listen to you rant about, you know, Lost.
Lost, yeah, there you go. True Blood, too.
But
can't wait.
But with that said, I guess, you know, shout out. Tin Pan, you're our guest.
I want to thank you too for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, love to come on and talk about a show that I love. Shout out to Blue, Vic, Patriot, and Vlads. I hate Vlads couldn't join up. He really wanted to, but things just didn't work out. And my buddy Zero Cool, who's actually a huge Lost fan too, but he couldn't podcast tonight as well.
Yeah, we still gotta get Vlad and Vic on the show.
Yeah. Vic might be a little hard, but okay.
Yeah.
We're still going to try.
I love Vic to death, but oh shit, guys, I got to hurry up. My show's about to come on. Sorry.
Which show's that? Just by.
What's the name of it?
It's so important.
I've been drinking. Hold on. The one on FX with the dude from Hitman.
Justify.
I don't know why I forgot. That's what I get for drinking whiskey this early in the evening.
just getting ready for the show then.
Yeah, there you go.
But already, you know, Stuart, shout out.
It's not really a shout out, more like a curse you to the sun for giving me this wicked sunburn on my back.
Ah,
I feel your pain, sir. I feel your pain.
Definitely, you know. But is that it?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, shout out to Tin Pan for joining us.
Yeah, I want to, with me, you know, shout out to Tin Pan, of course, and the rest of the OFR crew. I want to shout out the Talking About Gamers crew. I was on their show recently for the second time. This time it actually, you know, came out.
They didn't lose it again?
Yeah, they didn't lose the recording. I shouted him out last week. I want to shout him down, Fadios, you know. Finally, when I got my horse in Red Dead Redemption multiplayer, he has to go and shoot it. When I'm all excited, I'm like, yes, finally got a horse, and then he shoots it. Shout down to him. I'm kidding. But, that's about it, basically. But, you know, I guess with that said, this has been episode 12? Episode 12.
Yes.
Geeks for the Win. And we'll see you next week.